Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Texilani, and today we're talking about growth, both ASX and international stocks. We love growth, but where can we find it at a reasonable price? Joining me on the panel is Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management and Ben Clark from TMS Capital. Ben, let's start with you. Tyro Payments, it's been really transparent with its weekly trading updates. Volumes are holding up. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, this is a buy for me. It's actually probably at the top of my list at the moment. Tyro has recently had a decent share price pullback on concerns about what's going on in Victoria. But New South Wales is actually moving to, on the 1st of July, to the next stage of easing. The largest client is Merivale, and it's actually the big pubs that will benefit from this next stage of easing in this state, which is the biggest state they do business in. They're at about 10% market share. We think they could go significantly higher than that. We've been speaking to merchants who love the platform that they use. The lending side of it, it's the disruption of banks that will come out of this long term, looks very good. So I think this pullback we're seeing in share price is a really good entry.
Okay. Is it going to be the next Afterpay that you're going to jump on, Roger? Buy, hold, sell.
I think they're a buy as well. I think that they've got, you know, a long term. I think what's happened is the structural shift towards non-cash payments has been accelerated. Brought forward, and I don't think we're going to go back anytime soon. People start to realise how much more convenient it is just to tap. And so that long-term thematic is there. It's a buy for us. I think the share price up 270% from its lows. You know, there might be some short-term sideways action, but I think long-term you'll do very well out of it.
Okay, next stop, Altium. No introduction needed. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, for us, probably a buy as well. What you've got to realise, though, is that there's probably going to be some customer churn. And the reason for that is they've been using discounting and they've been using deferred payments to actually sign on more customers. But as China locks down more areas and as the US suffers, obviously, from the accelerating spread of COVID, we might find that there's some churn in their seats. And so there'll be some volatility in the short term, but long term, you'll do very well.
Okay. Ben, it did say that its revenue is going to fall below consensus. Is it time to hop on or hop off the motherboard? Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I think it's a buy again for Vishal. I think it's had a bit of unfair media coverage. I've seen some articles saying it's had four downgrades this year, but what it's actually been doing is just much more regularly up, keeping the market up to date with actually what's going on. And that's why we haven't seen the volatility in the share price around it, I think. And same with Tyro since they've started doing the same thing. Our team have had to discount. They've had to offer more generous terms to their customers. They've spoken about trying to get their customers through it. They've had to close their Beijing office twice in the 6 months of this year, which is not easy. But think further out. They said they're going to put a price hike through in probably September next year. I agree with Roger. There's going to be some movement of customers. But I think RM has continued to just execute incredibly well. And he's got through a very difficult period, I think, with little sort of damage. So I think this is a good idea to get into Altium again.
Okay. Up next, Ramsay Healthcare. It's been a phenomenal performer over the long term, but in the last 5 years, it's struggled to find its feet. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I just have a hold on this one. I think the reason the last 5 years have been more difficult, and I think this is the biggest challenge Ramsay has going forward, is the private health insurers, I think, are much better run these days than when they were, you know, Medibank was owned by the government and that sort of thing. There's a lot more pushback, I think, on the private hospital operators about fees, charges, how long you're keeping our patients in hospital for. They're trying to keep their premium inflation down. Ramsey's trying to push through as much as they can, which pushes it up. So there's an arm wrestle happening there, and I think the health insurers are starting to get the better side of it. But in the short term, you know, the beds that were empty for corona victims are starting to fill up again with elective surgery, and we should see a good rebound in earnings.
Okay. It did raise more than $1.5 billion in an SPP, Roger, but the government did commandeer its hospitals to make way for COVID-related ICUs. Buy, hold, sell.
We're a buyer on it at the moment. We own it. And the reason why is we think the question around the return to elective surgery will be answered in the positive for this business. So it's a buy.
Now, we did ask our guests to bring one international stock that they think is going to shoot the lights out. Ben, what have you got for me today?
I've got Facebook, which has had a decent pullback. We've seen another difficult period for the business as some of the advertisers on the platform have been unhappy with some of the decisions that management have made. But we look at this business and I realise that online advertising at the moment is tricky. And I think the share price of this business would be much higher if we weren't in the environment that we find ourselves in at the moment. But the thing that I can't get away from with Facebook is the optionality that you get owning the Instagram platform and the WhatsApp platform, the use of which is absolutely exploding. Instagram, they're starting to tinkering around with the monetization of that platform. WhatsApp, they haven't even pushed their attention to that. And despite what are becoming the most entrenched platforms that we see globally with usage rates going through the roof, you're only paying sort of 23 times earnings for this business, which is still growing and has about $60 billion in cash on its balance sheet.
I'm sure GARP investors are going to be hitting the like button. Roger, what have you got for me?
Vivendi, it's listed in Europe. Its crown jewel is the Universal Music Group. The move some years ago from the physical delivery of music through CDs, for example, to digital delivery has meant a couple of things. There's the amount of money spent on digital music absolutely trounces by a multiple the most money ever spent in any year on physical music. And that's the first thing. And they and with the advent of Spotify and Apple Music and so on, they haven't even penetrated all the markets that could be penetrated. The other thing that I will say is that the margin on delivering music digitally rather than going and printing CDs and shipping them all around the world has gone up enormously from about 10% with the physical delivery of music to about 60% now. So more volume at a higher margin. Universal Music, you want to own that asset and you get it through Vivendi.
Okay. If you thought your kids or dogs grow up quickly, wait till you see the returns on these growth stocks. But of course, choose your poison wisely.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.